And today we get to celebrate with one of the winners. Now she joins us on the line, Penny Rees, and she's joining us from KZN. Penny, wonderful to have you with us here on the Green Hour. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks very much.
Pleasure. How's that beautiful KZN doing today?
Hopefully getting a bit greener. We've had a little bit of rain, so...
It's always green there, man.
Keeping up, yeah.
Fantastic.
Most of the time, yeah.
Penny, tell us a little bit about yourself. What keeps you busy these days?
Okay, so I work for an organization called DUCT, who were the winners of the Ecologic Award. It stands for the Doozy Umgani Conservation Trust. And a lot of your listeners probably know about the Doozy Canoe Race.
That's right.
It was started by a bunch of paddlers who got tired of getting doozy guts and decided to try and do something to clean up the river.
Sure.
And I think that was way back in 2006. And we've just grown and grown and gone from strength to strength, and it's
fantastic.
Quite a privilege working for these guys. Everyone's very passionate about what they do, which is wonderful.
So you're a bunch of paddlers that decided to do something about this.
It started off as that. I'm the non-paddling contingent. I walk the river.
Right. The story's getting more and more interesting. All right, keep going.
Pardon?
Keep going. We can't wait to hear what's next.
Oh, okay. Well, so we a non-profit organization, so spend our lives scrabbling for funding. We've had, I'm not sure how many kilometers it is, but basically most of the Umsandoozy River from Pietermaritzburg all the way down and the Umgani River. We had funding from National Lotto, and we had Rivercare teams, so there were groups of locals who were employed, and they cleared the invasive vegetation next to the rivers, picked up rubbish, and basically worked towards restoring the health of the
Wonderful.
River. And we think we're getting more funding now, so we'll be able to carry that on, because the lotto was only for 3 years. Basically, what happens is if you're all rivers have got a 32-meter buffer either side of the river, and it's not supposed to be impacted on. It's supposed to stay in good condition. And it's well-known fact that if your riparian buffer is in good condition, your river health is in good condition.
Yes.
So that's what we're working towards, is getting the river health better. So we've also got a chap, Bart Fockens in Durban, who works with the biocontrols for the water hyacinth and the fish care. So it's the little bugs and beetles that actually eat that.
Wow.
To try and get rid of that. We have an eco-furniture project going for utilizing all the wood from the great big blue gums and trees that have been felled. We've got a land care unit that works towards soil erosion, so actually managing the catchment
Excellent.
To stop the erosion getting into the rivers. We work with the authorities on sand mining issues.
Wow.
Carry on.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
So
it's awesome, yeah.
So obviously winning the Water Conservation Award is a fantastic achievement. I mean,
yes.
This would sort of put you in and give you the exposure that your project surely deserves.
I think so. Everyone here who works with that is so passionate. I mean, we even had, once a lot of funding finished, some of our river care teams have stood down, which everyone had known would happen.
Yeah.
And we were hoping to get more funds. Obviously to kickstart them again, which now seem to be happening. But even though they no longer work for Duck, we had the Mandela Day Marathon, and we were manning a water table, and a whole lot of the guys pitched up to help us.
Wow.
With their Duck shirts on. Just
Fantastic.
Because so much good has been done. And we've got other people copying some of the things that we're doing, which is great, because the more people that do this, the better. Just seem to be going from strength to strength.
Excellent. Where can we hear a little bit more about your project and what you guys have been doing? I mean, I think this is an inspiring story that a lot of people who are concerned about the state of rivers particularly can maybe learn from you guys. Where do we hear your story?
We've got a website.
Tell us.
And I've got a blog site which is called Umgani River Walk.
Okay.
What I've been doing over the last 2 years, I had this mad idea in my head a couple of years ago to walk the entire Umgani River, which I then did with
Fantastic.
A team of four other guys.
Wonderful.
28 days of walking. And since then, we've now walked another three rivers. And as we go, we map every single thing that we see. And then we come back, we generate maps, we generate reports, we work with the landowners. And we are now starting a river custodian project where landowners or schools or people living next to the river, even if they're not landowners, who want to do something, can almost adopt their section of the river. There's
wow.
not speeds of paperwork and what
yes.
have you involved, but we then assist them to restore their section of the river.
Fantastic.
And this, we can't do it on our own. That can't do it. No one organization can do it. But if everybody does their little bit, then obviously things are going to improve. So, yeah, so people can have a look, at, as I say, on Umgani Riverwalk blog or on the Duct website.
Okay.
And, yeah, we'll be updating the Duct website quite soon. But that's got a lot of stuff on. We also have eco-schools and we do sewage monitoring. So anything that impacts the rivers, we try and keep tabs on, work with the authorities, work with people, try and improve things.
Excellent. And just tell us the website address for Duct.
Hang on 1 minute and I will tell you. Hold on.
Brilliant.
What's the website address for Duct? www.duct.org.za.
And Duct is D-U-C-T.
Yeah, that's
okay. It. Brilliant.
That's with Doozy Umgani Conservation Trust. Yep.
Okay.